This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root is on fire. What a weekend. As I keep saying, never a dull moment with Donald J. Trump as President of the United States. What a great gift to America, to the world, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Great president. You know, this missile launch against this Iranian general happened on, was it Wednesday or Thursday? I think it was Thursday. And I came back on the air on Friday and talked about it, and then we had the weekend off, and today is Monday, first day back. And so it's hard to remember the timing of all this, but we were already on the air Friday talking about this, and never did I imagine that the response of crazy Trump derangement syndrome liberals would be the reaction that we've seen, which is Trump's a war criminal. Trump's committed an act of war. Trump needs to be impeached over attacking a terrorist that was like a Hitler. This is one of the most vicious, violent, vile, scumbag terrorists in the history of the world. A terrible man. Yeah, he killed about 600 American military men and women. And for that alone, this should have happened many years ago. And yes, he maimed thousands of American military. And for that alone, this should have happened years ago. But what he's done in Iran to the Iranian people, this horrible, vile, evil that men do example, Soleimani, who tortured, who murdered, who shot a four-year-old in the legs, who ordered the torture and murder of thousands of Iranians, including perhaps hundreds of thousands, including thousands just in the last couple weeks, protesters, had them all killed. This, would the Democratic Party argue, would they defend the murder of Hitler? Was that what they would do? If we had a drone strike against Adolf Hitler, we took Hitler out. And I use the word murder because that's the word that they use. But how could it ever be a murder when you're taking out a horrible, evil, bad guy who's like out of a fictional movie film, he's so bad? How do you ever argue when you take out a Hitler? Liberals call it murder. Liberals call it assassination. And I call it the greatest gift to the world. I call it something that should have been done a long time ago. Trump did what others were afraid to do. Trump did what George W. Bush was afraid to do. Trump did what Obama was afraid to do. Trump did it. Trump had the balls to act, the balls to take action, and to get it done, and to take the heat. Never did I imagine that the liberal left would call him a war criminal. Never did I imagine they would defend a Hitler. They would defend Adolf Hitler himself today if Trump killed him. Left is out of their minds. And they're traitors. There's no other way to describe Colin Kaepernick except traitor. No other way to describe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Traitor. Ilhan Omar. Traitor. Rashida Tlaib. Traitor. Some of the things that went on this weekend are so over the top, so unimaginable, that Wayne Root calls them communists and terrible, terrible people. I can't imagine they would do it, because I despised Obama, hated everything he stood for, hated every policy, hated his agenda, hated everything that ever came out of his mouth. But never once did I criticize his drone strikes, and there were thousands of them, against Islamic extremists and terrorists across the Middle East. You have any idea how many people that Obama droned? This is another great example. You don't have any idea how many kids were separated and put in in, as they would call it, cages, liberals would call it, cages at the border by Obama. And Trump becomes president and merely continues the same policy started by Obama. And the liberal left goes insane and mentions it every 5 minutes, never admitting that Obama did the exact same thing, started it all, and did it with thousands more kids than Trump. Same thing with droning a terrorist. Obama droned and killed so many terrorists. It was the one thing I never criticized, because when it comes to war, when it comes to the fight against terrorism, when it comes to national security, when it comes to defending our own people, our own children, our own national sovereignty, we are supposed to be one. That's not a Republican issue. That's not a Democrat issue. That's an America issue. That's the safety and national security of our country issue and our children issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's not a conservative issue. It's not a liberal issue. It's not a Democrat issue. And the left is so insane and so blind in their hatred of Trump that they've made this a political football, and they've taken Iran's side, and they're giving Iran a message that we will not support anything Trump does, so go ahead and do whatever you need to do, because we're on your side, not Trump's. This is the second time in the last short period of time, last months, last weeks, last year, the last 2 years, in a short period of time, the left has taken the side of the Mexican drug cartel to leave the border open in order to achieve their goal of filling the United States with foreigners that could all vote Democrat. They don't care how many of them are illegal. They don't care how many of them are criminals. They don't care how many of them murder American citizens. They don't care if it bankrupts America, if it elects them. They took the side of the Mexican drug cartel, and now they've taken the side of Iran, which is like taking the side of Nazis and Hitler. The insanity of it all is too much to comprehend. I'll tell you about all of it throughout the show, but I got to start with a couple of examples. Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, accuses the United States military of terrorist attacks and calls our brave troops plunderers of the non-white world. Plunderers of the non-white world. Impossible to even believe. Impossible to even believe. Former NFL quarterback, national anthem kneeler, Colin Kaepernick accused the United States military of terrorist attacks against black and brown bodies. So if you attack a terrorist and he happens to be black or brown, that means you're racist, really. After he's murdered Americans, you don't care. How the hell, Nike, are you proud of yourselves? Nike, how are you even in business anymore? How is Nike not out of business? They chose a supporter of terrorism and a racist of the highest order who hates white people, hates the military, hates America, to be the symbol and the face and the voice and the rainmaker and the spokesman of Nike. That's how crazy this is. What corporation would be that insane that you would support terrorism to be your spokesman? If it wasn't clear until now, it's clear now. Nike, the ball's in your shoe, as it were. Ball's in your shoe, in your court. Let's see what Nike does next. If you keep Colin Kaepernick, you mean you want a spokesman of your sneakers and your clothing who says American troops want to murder black and brown people and we are terrorists for killing an Adolf Hitler. Nike, you're disgusting. Nike, you're despicable. I will never in my lifetime spend a dime ever again with Nike. You've lost your mind. You've lost the entire American middle class. You've lost the entire silent majority. There's no sneaker company could survive that kind of a loss. You're out of your mind. You're insane. And then we come to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who claims Trump engaged in an act of war by killing Soleimani. Is she trying to say he's a war criminal? I think she is. As a matter of fact, I think the Democrat Party in their latest bill is basically calling Trump a war criminal. Last night, the president engaged in what is widely being recognized as an act of war against Iran, one that now risks the lives of millions of innocent people. Now is the moment to prevent war and protect innocent people. Really, are you on the payroll of Iran? It sure sounds like to me you are, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I think the whole Democrat Party is on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartel and the Iranian lobbyists. There must be lobbyists who pay, hand out money and campaign contributions and Swiss bank account cash to Democrat politicians who are willing to defend Iran. All you have to do is tell the president, we're going to tie your hands, you can't fight back, they can continue to plant landmines and kill Americans. How about if it's your son or daughter's legs get blown off and arms get blown off? Is that okay with you? It's okay. They can kill us. They can murder us. They can assassinate us one at a time. It's okay with you? We're not allowed to answer back without the President of the United States facing war crimes? Has this country lost its mind? Well, there's no reason even to answer that question. The Democratic Party has lost its mind. They are traitors. They are spies. President Trump can never share any military intelligence ever again with any member of the Democrat Party because they will tell the media and the media will tell Iran. Or they will tell CARE, and CARE will tell Iran. Or they will tell Hamas or Hezbollah, and they will tell Iran. Or they will tell George Soros, and they will tell Iran. Or Syria, or whoever our enemy is. This country is in a civil war. From this moment on, we are in a civil war. Do not kid yourself. Don't be delusional. Don't be blind, deaf, or dumb like the Democrats. They want war. They have divided this country in the most vicious way I've ever seen in my entire life. Never in my lifetime did I imagine Democrats were this evil people. They're on the side of Iran versus Donald Trump. The man's a Hitler, Soleimani. Killed thousands of his own people, hundreds of thousands. Thousands of American troops maimed for life. Hundreds dead. He was the man planning more terrorist attacks, bigger terrorist attacks. Trump killed him. God bless Trump. God bless America. Right move. And George Lopez says he'll assassinate Trump for half the $80 million. Iran's bounty on Trump's head. Half the $80 million. He'll do it for $40. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular $1 silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root in the world-famous War Room. Deep inside Wayne Manor in the country, I call Trump land. American made proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. This show is sponsored by a lot of great companies. I have as many advertisers as a NASCAR car sometimes. I'm like one of those drivers who walks around with 20 patches all over them. When I go out at night, my suits have patches all over them. We have a lot of great sponsors, but the main title sponsor of the show is actually my pack, Root for the Wall. The website is rootwall.com, rootwall.com, and we're in the rootwall.com studio. I founded the Root for the Wall pack because it's pretty obvious that we either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. Democrats are in a suicide pact and want to destroy us. And the only way to survive as a nation, as the greatest nation in world history, is to build that wall. And Congress won't fund it, so we have to help Trump fund it. So go to rootwall.com, make your contribution. $100 or more, you get a beautiful brick to show off to everybody. Let them know you're part of Root Wall. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. Rootwall.com, or you can call the phone number for Rootwall, which I shouldn't have said because I can't find the damn thing. Here it is. 844-ROOTWALL, 844-ROOTWALL. I have so many numbers with so many sponsors, I can't remember them all. I also want to thank the flagship station for our show. Oh, the disclaimer of Rootwall. Oh, what a wonderful man. Chris reminded me. You're so smart, Chris. I forgot. There's so much going on. Disclaimer. Root for the Wall pack paid for, responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidates committee, rootwall.com. Glad somebody's thinking out loud for Wayne Root. Thank you, Chris. All right, so Ed and Fred, the Ed and Fred Show, coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, which is having some broadcast problems as we speak right now, but we're on stations all over this country, so syndicated by USA Radio, so we're not just on KBET. We're on many stations, over 40 of them, but KBET's having some problems, technical difficulties, but Ed is great. He is the guy who gave me my shot on radio. Thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio, who's run by Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. The dial-in number for this show, love when you call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And my email, because I love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can find me at Twitter or at Parler or at PolitiChatter. That's the newest one. PolitiChatter. I now have over 120,000 fans and followers at PolitiChatter in 3 weeks. I went from zero to 120,000 in 3 weeks, and I'm at Real Wayne Root. So you just go to PolitiChatter.com, and you look up at Real Wayne Root, and boom, there's my page. And it's just like it's kind of a combination of Facebook and Twitter. But I'm still at Twitter at Real Wayne Root. I'm still at Parler at Real Wayne Root. Lots of ways to reach me. And by the way, you have all these celebrities saying, oh, my God, Australia's burning up. The fires are intense. They're the worst in history. The whole country, the whole continent is on fire. And it's all because of climate change, they say. All climate change. Except what they didn't tell you is nearly 200 people have been arrested for deliberately starting the brush fires, or the bush fires in this case. You know, it's bush country. Bush fires that have devastated the country, but the media and the celebrities continue to blame climate change. 183 people have been arrested by police in Queensland, NSW, Victoria, South Australia, and Tasmania for lighting brush fires. In New South Wales, 24 people arrested for arson. They're all setting the fires. Then they're blaming climate change. Must be liberals. Who else would set the fires? Crazy people, arsonists, and liberals who want to blame climate change. Insanity. I heard 85% of the fires have been set. And the rest are probably lightning strikes. Got nothing to do with climate change. Lightning has caused fires at the beginning of time. All right, back to the idiocy of this Iran situation. The people that liberals are defending, the wonderful Islamic extremists out of Iran and other places, here's a great example. Boko Haram. They're jihadist Islamic extremists in Africa, in Nigeria. And they attacked a Catholic bride at her bridal party. And she was on her way to her wedding. On her way to her wedding, and they cut their heads off, all of them. All of them. Her whole bridal party, they sliced their heads off. And liberals think if Trump sends a missile and kills them, Trump's guilty of war crimes. Trump wants to exasperate war. Well, was FDR guilty of war crimes? We firebombed Berlin. We firebombed Tokyo. Then we dropped an atomic bomb on them. They string up FDR and Truman today and convict them of war crimes and have them executed. Today's Democrat Party.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2% fee to see the discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein will face new criminal charges in Los Angeles. Multiple women have accused Weinstein of sexual assault. The news comes as jury selection begins in New York for other sexual assault allegations against Weinstein. He has denied all wrongdoing. As tensions remain high in the Middle East after the death of an Iranian general, Republican Majority Leader of Kentucky Mitch McConnell says the president had every right to order the airstrike.
Unfortunately, in this toxic political environment, some of our colleagues rushed to blame our own government before even knowing the facts.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are rebounding as investors shake off worries about the Middle East. The Dow closed up 68 points to finish at 28,703. The S&P rose 11 and the NASDAQ added 50. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. At USA Radio Network, I want to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, Swiss America. Gold went crazy again today. Gold's been going crazy. I keep telling you guys, and you know, if you don't listen, not my fault, but I think most of you are listening. I think many of you are listening. Gold is a fantastic, fantastic thing to own. Everybody should own it. And so gold was going wild today. Finished the day at 1565. It's the highest since, I think, 2013. The Dow did well, too. The Dow recovered from a 200-point drop to actually finish higher. Investors aren't even concerned with Iran. Amazing. But gold is what you got to own when there's all kinds of uncertainty in the world. And my sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners and viewers another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered. By the way, gold's up over $100 an ounce in the last, I think, month. And for the year, I just remember earlier in the year last year, gold was sitting right around between $1,000 and $1,100. And now it's $1,565, so it's almost $1,600. Earlier today, it was like just below $1,600. So it started out the year in the thousands, and now it's at $1,600 almost. That's 1 year of owning gold. And a lot of people are still critics, and they just don't get it. They're blind, deaf, and dumb. Gold has worked for 5,000 years. It's been better than owning dollars, better than owning any currency in the world. And my sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin. When I say gold, gold's a proxy for silver. Silver's a cheaper version of gold. Gold and silver go together like apple pie and Chevrolet. But they're willing to ship listeners a popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered. While supplies last, call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. My guest is here, Brett Velikovich. Easy for me to say. Velikovich, former U.S. Army Intelligence Special Operations soldier, advanced experience in drone usage, and he just happens to be here in Las Vegas for CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. So good timing that he's right here in town. Brett, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, how's it going? Yes, perfect timing. I'm here for CES.
Well, perfect timing. Perfect time, but let's make sure I'm perfectly pronouncing your name. Give me your last name so I say it right.
Velikovich.
Brett Velikovich. Velikovich. All right. So let me ask you a simple question. Iran is filled with murdering mullahs who are basically Islamic radical extremist murdering terrorists. And this guy was the biggest one of them all. For all intents and purposes, he was one of the world's most evil people. Trump shoots a missile his way and kills him, does the world a favor, and Democrats tell him he's committed a war crime. Your thoughts on that, Brett?
Oh, God, give me a break. I mean, look, Iran is in the business of exporting terrorism. They've been doing it for decades, and Iranian General Soleimani was just killed. He was their CEO. And this guy has been responsible for the death of hundreds of American soldiers, okay? Hundreds of American soldiers.
And maiming thousands. Maiming thousands.
And maiming thousands. And I was almost one of those soldiers who was killed. There was an attack that a bunch of rockets ripped through this small outpost I lived at in north of Baghdad when I was serving with the 82nd Airborne, and I almost nearly lost my life. Other soldiers that day, unfortunately, weren't as lucky. But that's the type of attacks this guy directed, and they've been doing it for years. They've been killing soldiers for years, and I got to tell you, the world is a safer place because Soleimani is dead, and he had it coming to him. That doesn't mean we should be in the business of revenge. There's nothing about this strike, I think, that says it was about revenge, but I'm just saying this guy had blood on his hands, and he looked like he, apparently from the intelligence information that the administration had, he was about to start targeting American diplomats and other service members again.
Well, I guess my question is, soldiers must be thrilled. Liberals don't like this, but I'll bet you the boys and girls in the United States military are absolutely giving a standing ovation to President Trump.
Look, there's a lot of soldiers and families out there that had to dealt with the brutality of the Iranian regime. Okay, there are a lot of soldiers that went to Iraq thinking they were there to fight Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they ended up having to defend themselves from Iranian-backed militias. So you know, I don't speak for all soldiers, but I can tell you there's a lot of guys that knew this was a long time coming. The fact is Soleimani had been operating with impunity. He walked around like he was untouchable, and that's because the previous administration, when they were asked whether or not they wanted to authorize a strike or a capture mission to get Soleimani, when the U.S. military could have done it many times before, they were always told no. They were always told no. And you know what? That whole idea of appeasement to the Iranians, it didn't work. And so I'm glad the president finally took decisive action here. And I think he put evil forces in every corner of the world on notice that you are no longer untouchable, like the IRGC and these Iranian Quds Force officers that are spreading terrorism think they are.
We're talking to Brett Velikovich, former U.S. Army Intelligence Special Operations soldier. Brett, did I get that right now? I got it, right?
You're on it. You're on it.
All right, Velikovich. So Iran, this is the funniest story of the year. This could be a Saturday Night Live skit. Iran says it will continue to violate the nuclear deal. They say the nuclear deal's out. We're not gonna worry about it anymore. They violated this deal from the first day. There was nothing in place to stop them, to check them, to punish them.
Exactly.
The worst deal in the history of mankind. Thrilled that they're out of it. Who cares? We weren't in it anymore. So it's the funniest announcement ever.
Yeah, that whole JCPOA negotiated agreement, it wasn't worth the paper that it was signed on. The Iranians have been trying to violate that forever now. They've been violating it in secrecy. The President Trump obviously knew that that was happening. That's why they pulled out of it, because there was no benefit to that. They were just, the Iranians were just being handed cash and being given all these extra things that they shouldn't have, while at the same time violating the agreement. And so them coming out now and saying that is just, you know, it's obvious. You know, they were already violating the agreement.
It's just a ridiculous situation. You know, Trump is just cleaning up what Obama should have done, the mess that Obama got us in. And the Democrat Party never says a word when Obama covered up for Benghazi, when it was the biggest farce cover-up in history, they said nothing. And that wasn't a sort of war crime and lying to the soldiers' families when the bodies were delivered back in the United States and claiming that it was all about some film that nobody ever saw. Nobody said a word about that. The media didn't say a word about that. Trump actually kills a bad guy, and all hell breaks loose. Let me ask you a question, Brent. Last I checked, didn't Obama drone strike lots and lots of Islamic terrorists during his 8 years? I think there were thousands of killed.
Absolutely.
I never said a bad word about it. Nothing.
There was over 2,800 strikes in Iraq alone during the Obama administration, and not one person said anything about it. And now you hear about Pelosi and the Democrats trying to take away the president's authority. The authority for what? To defend our country? That's what he's trying to do. He doesn't want to start a war. In fact, in many cases, he could have struck the Iranians when they downed our drone over the Persian Gulf, or when they were striking Saudi oil facilities and upsetting the world's energy infrastructure. And you know what? He didn't. Even against Republicans that believe he should have done something. And now all of a sudden he's taking action when there was clearly an imminent threat and people are all up in arms. And so I just hate to hear now that it's turned into this political thing where the Democrats are trying to take away the authorities that are granted under the authorization for the use of military force. And I've been seeing on other media outlets people questioning the legality of these strikes. He had every right to do what was necessary to defend Americans. And the fact is that that drone strike on Soleimani was a forceful reminder that Iran cannot attack America any longer, and that we have the capability to retaliate against Iranian aggression with a wide variety of creative and devastating actions that are short of war. It doesn't mean we take out one of their guys and we're going to war. He's done this to prevent war.
Now, I'm obviously a huge cheerleader for President Trump, and have been since he came down the escalator in 2015. There's never been a louder cheerleader or more vociferous defender of the president than I have. And yet, sometimes even I question what the hell's going on. What is the deal with this letter and this announcement that we're pulling out of Iraq? And then the administration says, we're not pulling out of Iraq. That letter was mistakenly released. The general in charge of U.S. coalition forces in Iraq tells military counterparts to prepare for helicopter flights as troops are going to pull up stakes. And the troops will soon begin flying out and transport helicopters. But the defense secretary tells reporters there's been no decision to leave Iraq. So it's a strange mistake by this administration, I guess, right?
Yeah, it seems like a pretty strong miscommunication. I mean, I did see that they had announced the pause of operations against the Islamic State to do security. And, of course, they should do that. There's only so many soldiers in the U.S., and obviously the threat is at an all-time high because people are concerned about a retaliatory strike from the Iranians. But I don't know why they would decide to pull all the troops out completely, because the president came out and tweeted that, listen, you know, we're not leaving Iraq unless they're going to pay us for the billions of dollars that were spent over there and the blood that was spilled of Americans that went there to also not just fight for other Americans. We were fighting for Iraq freedom as well. And so I'm sure there's some miscommunication out there regarding that.
Strange.
I don't think we're going to be pulling out troops anytime soon. And frankly, I don't think the Iraqi government would want us to leave. You know, people are acting as if they're voting against us and saying we should leave. But we, you know, we're protecting that country too from
absolutely
coming in there.
Oh, I don't think they could protect it on their own. If we leave, I think they'd fall very quickly.
No way.
So I sure hope we don't leave. But having said that, it's a strange miscommunication. I wanted to get it in because I always like to cover all bases. Have no one say to me that I'm a cheerleader for the president, but I never ever, you know, admit when something goes wrong. That was a mistake. And, you know, that's not Trump's mistake, but it's the administration's mistake. But overall, I thought he did a great job. He did something Obama and Bush were afraid to do, or willing to do, didn't have the balls to do. Trump did it. Brett Velikovich, former U.S. Army Intelligence Special Operations soldier, he's in Vegas for CES, Advanced Experience in Drone Usage. We wanted to get an expert on the show. We appreciate you coming on, Brett. Thank you. Enjoy CES.
Thank you so much. Great talking with you.
Viva Las Vegas. We'll be right back. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty Health Share, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how I feel about them. I may be the best endorsement in America for a sponsor when it comes to Liberty Health Share, because I had kidney stones a year ago at this time, and 1 month later I was being operated on, and they paid for all the doctor visits, they paid for the anesthesiologist, they paid for the surgeon, they paid for the specialist, they paid for the MRI, they paid for the $27,000 hospital bill. Thank God for Liberty Health Share, and that's kind of a pun right there, because Liberty Health Share is Christian health sharing, and they did better for me than any health insurance company could do. They are an alternative to traditional health insurance. Starts as low as $199 per month. Liberty Health Share has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty Health Share pays me, or saves me, $18,000 a year. It's like paying me $18,000 a year. They save me $18,000 a year, and I've done it for 4 years. That's $72,000. They saved me $72,000. That's like paying me $72,000. It's a nonprofit ministry, and your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. You can't get a better testimonial than Wayne Roots. By the way, at the end of last year, December of 18, last year, or I should say 2 years ago, I had three doctor visits. I haven't been to a doctor in 5 years. I never went when I had Aetna health insurance ever, because I knew that the copay and the deductible, and pretty soon I'd be paying a giant bill. Nothing was ever taken care of by Aetna. So I went to three doctors at the end of 18, thinking I just haven't been to a doctor in a long time. Three checkups. Thank God I was in good shape, and all three were free. I didn't owe a dime. So I figured I'd try it again this year, this past December of 19, and I went to three doctors, and all three were free. I didn't even owe a copay, because they pay for three wellness visits a year. So if you save up all year and you never go to a doctor, in December of each year, you can go to three checkups and they're free. It's crazy. I've done it. It works. 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. Liberals are so sick in the head. Seattle restaurateur mocks a dead 9-year-old to bash conservatives in a vile tweet. St. John's Bar and Eatery in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. a local businesswoman mocked the death of a 9-year-old girl and her father to make an anti-Trump statement. Now she's in digital hiding, pulling her Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook accounts and not responding to requests for comment. Lana Kiyosofsky is a business partner behind St. John's Bar and Eatery in Seattle. It's in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. And while her Twitter account listed her as a humanitarian, yes, she's all liberals, you're just humanitarians, she caught the attention of Twitter users across the country for a tweet she sent on January 3rd that epitomizes depravity. Depravity? NBC News tweeted out a shocking and tragic story of a 9-year-old girl and her father killed after being mistaken for deer on a hunt near Waltersboro, South Carolina. And this woman wrote 1.5 less MAGA billies in the world. At least they died supporting their beloved Second Amendment. Wow. Now, keep in mind, let's digest what she said. 1.5. So she's saying the father is one and 0.5 is a kid who someday is going to become a Trump supporter. Right now they're just half because they're a kid. And they're MAGA billies, meaning make America great again. MAGA billies. So she's saying they're a bunch of hicks and a bunch of hillbillies from the South, but they're MAGA, they're for Trump, and they died supporting the Second Amendment, and she's basically saying, good for them. Let them die. Who cares? It's just amazing how crazy all these people are. And one tweet, angry that Trump ordered the targeted strike against an Iranian terrorist responsible for the death of hundreds of U.S. troops, encouraged the Iranian government. This is someone who was like responding to her tweet. Encouraged the Iranian government to retaliate and take this mother out, meaning Trump. And according to another screenshot, she also mused. So was she the one who said that? Let's see. The tweet was... Oh, this was her tweet. Her tweet. This was the same Seattle restaurateur. Angry that Trump ordered the strike against the Iranian terrorist. She tweeted, encouraging the Iranian government to retaliate and take this mother out. According to another screenshot, she also mused, I'm sure terrorists can find Trump at any number of his golf courses. She also called Representative Tulsi Gabbard the C-word. She's a sick woman. This is a restaurant owner in Seattle. Is everyone in California and Seattle and Chicago mentally ill? You people are mentally ill. No other way to describe it. The Ayatollah said $80 million price on Trump's head. Anyone who kills him and brings us his head, $80 million. George Lopez, the comedian, tweeted out, I'll do it for half. I'll take $40 million for assassinating President Trump. All because he dared to kill one of the world's worst terrorists. Oh, but that might get us in a war. You know, I thought of that just the other day. I ran into a policeman and I said, see that murderer over there? Please stay away from him. He killed 15 women and children. But if you were to arrest him, it would cause more crime. Because he's got lots of bad friends in his gang. So please don't arrest him. Let's not hurt him. Let's let him keep murdering us. Because if we arrest him and if we were to put him in jail for life or kill him, give him the death penalty, it would bring more crime. Is that the way the police respond? Last I checked, that's not America, is it? Well, it is for liberals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA.